Aircheckdownloads.com.
For an update anytime, you can ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for London.
Matthew, thank you.
The sound of London.
BBC.
Radio London. Radio London.
Good morning, how you doing? It's Edward Adu. I'm in for Jamoke. It's in spirit. It's BBC Radio London. Good to be with you. A couple of things I want to get your thoughts on this morning. On BBC News today, they're reporting that Cristiano Ronaldo wants to let Man United let him leave the club if they receive an appropriate offer for him this summer. Now, he's 37. He returned to Old Trafford from Juventus last summer. He's had a phenomenal career, but I wanted to find out, connected to him, it's got me thinking about career leaps. Have you made risky moves to further your career, and did they pay off, or did you regret the decision you made? And also, I want to find out about your memory, asking about your memory. How is it? And do you struggle remembering the small details? I'm going to be honest with you. I put all my appointments I put on my phone. But when it comes to driving around London or getting around London, I've got a photographic memory. Now, The Observer magazine has an article about digital amnesia and thinks we rely on technology too much. Are they right? Do you still take a list, or do you know exactly what you need from knowing what you're missing in the cupboard? I mean, how do you stand on this? And there's also a story about waiting times to get an allotment. Over 120,000 people are on the waiting list. I mean, wow, that's a significant number. And more people are wanting to get green-fingered. There's a new option for wannabe gardeners. It's going to catch on. Allots Me. It's an Airbnb-style website which offers outdoor spaces to rent or loan. I wanted to find out from you this morning, is this something that you would try, or does the idea of someone else taking over your garden fill you with dread? This is how you can get in contact with this morning. 0800 731 2000. You can text me 81333. Start your message with London. You can do the WhatsApp as well. 0800 321 333. Start your message with London and put your name at the end of your WhatsApp message.
Edward Adu.
Radio London.
And of course, got some brilliant music to sprinkle for you this Sunday morning. Got some sounds of blackness on the way, but let's kick off with Arthur Baker, Al Green, and the Black Disciples. The message is love.
And the message is L-O-V-E.
That's what we need. That's what we need. That would be my ultimate wake-up call, to hear that track every day. I mean, what a lineup, a collaboration there. The renowned producer Arthur Baker, Al Green, The Black Disciples, The Message is Love. I mean, the message can't be simpler. It's 11 minutes after 6. It's good to be with you. It's BBC Radio London. I'm Edward Adu. It's In Spirit. I'm in for Jamoke. And I want to go back to one of the topics I want to get your thoughts on this morning. And it's connected to allotments. Now, it's in the Sunday Times this morning. It's a story about waiting times to get an allotment. And it's kind of like an Airbnb thing, because there's a new thing. It's AllotMe, which is an Airbnb-style website which offers outdoor spaces to rent or loan. Now, I was saying to producer Joe, I've not ever been to an allotment. Actually, tell a lie, probably once. But in terms of gardening, it's not my thing. I'm not sure how I'll be convinced to become a gardener. I'm not sure why, and I don't think it's me being snobbish about it, and I don't think there's anything snobbish about doing gardening. I suppose I'm just lazy. I first probably need to find, you know, a decent garden and do some gardening, but I'm not sure if I had a garden, and actually I'm going to put this to you, if you had a garden, would you do this? In a sense, it's loaning your plot to someone else with the allotment, and the thing is, I mean, the question is, you're probably thinking this, if that happens, if you do pass your plot of land to somebody, will they keep it in the same nick? Or in actual fact, you've heard the stories about Airbnb where, well, not every story, but some stories, when flats and other properties are rented, it's not looked after. It's some people just, they trash it. And the owners get really annoyed. Now, if this is the same kind of concept, do you think this will go down well? I mean, I'm going through the story here, and apparently plots available on AllotMe include a farm in West Yorkshire for a tenner a month. I mean, it seems feasible, but Would you be interested? And do you think this is a great idea? Or does the idea of someone else taking over your garden, does it make you feel a bit anxious and fill you with dread? And also, to try and give me some tips to get into gardening as well, because producer Joe was seriously trying to convince me to get into gardening, and I suppose it's the conversation early on a Sunday morning. It's like, really? I don't want to be convinced to get into gardening at like 5:30 in the morning. As lovely as producer Joe is, I don't think it's the right way to try and convince somebody to get into gardening at that time in the morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.